Patriots. Let me know if you hear me. You can do a 5-5 auto check. So I'm kind of settled in. Paper bags here. Oh, do we have some stories tonight? I'm telling you. Okay, so we're going to kick it in. So right away, everyone knows that starting on the 26th, which is the day after tomorrow, is Bard's Fest. And yes, I'm still on the road. Someone just asked. I am still on the road. I'm going to be on the road. Excuse me, you got to put up with my throat tonight. And I hate doing that, but I don't have an easy mute button on this, so you have to bear with me. I have literally been talking all day and been on the phone making things happen. absolutely humbling and amazing. And this is what's so amazing about it is this is really God's event. And it's happening because we're all doing it together. That's what's so amazing. So thank you all very much. The day after tomorrow kicks off what will be 4 days of the greatest revival, what I truly believe will be the greatest revival in the history of the world. And not just because of what we're doing, but because it's everywhere. We're live streaming it all over the globe. That's amazing. So I'm still driving. I'm on my way down to St. Louis. I've got another 7 hours or so. Still in some of the flatland part of the world. And it's been a really busy and long day. I kind of expected to arrive early evening, but we had a number of issues come up. I had to stop and do some work, and that's just what happens. We got to keep it going. But anyway, everything is coming together beautifully as God wanted to be. And we're truly blessed with everything that God has given us on this trip and this journey and stewarding this amazing event in His honor and His name. Mike Lindell is going to be speaking on Friday, so remember that. And I want to get over to MyPillow.com and FrankSpeech.com and support Mike in every way we can. You can use your promo code BARDS, B-A-R-D-S, B-A-R-D-S. And then we've got as well, you can go to best deals right now, I think, are frankspeech.com, but check it out. Use the promo code BARDS. Get amazing support. Every time you support MyPillow, you're supporting one of the great patriots of our time. Now, BARDSFest.com is where you can get your tickets. Tickets are you determine your fee tickets. If you hear some rattling, I'm putting in a throat lozenge as I talk, so I keep my throat in good shape. You all would not want my throat to be bad for me to lose my voice. Because I don't think through an audio podcast, I don't think I can. I don't think through an audio podcast that I can sign language very well. Though I try. So. Like I said, you're going to have to put up with a hoarse voice tonight, and I apologize. I hate that. I'm sure it's like really irritating too, because you're listening to something and you hear somebody clearing their throat. So anyway, we'll get through it tonight. It's all good. We are, wow. This is not good on the voice. All right. BARDSFest.com. Get your tickets over there. Tickets are donation based. We have a lot of people starting to really realize what's going on. We've had some neat additions to the BARDSFest roster today. People are coming from all over the country. And if you're not, the Ferris wheel, by the way, is set up. You're going to see that tomorrow. They've been constructing it all day long. It's so cool. And the stage is all in place. It's just such an amazing event space. It was really cool. As you all know, Duncan from Patriots Transition Voice. Well, Duncan is here, and he's overseeing all the video production. And with that, he's also going to make sure that we get a super hot, cool documentary out of this. So everybody's going to get to experience the documentary too. So this is just so cool. Everything is coming together as we had hoped. God's blessed us with so many great things on this, and it truly will be an amazing event in the next 4 days. So much of what we are trying to do here at BARDSFest this year is, and this time, is to give ourselves that focus of what it's going to take this nation back. We are not going to take this nation back simply by doing, you know, recovering the, or correcting the election process or stopping the death shot approach, because those are mechanical things. And I say that they're physical issues that have to be corrected that point to a systemic problem in our nation. And that systemic problem is that we have walked away from God. The true nature of our country, of our nation, is that our founding fathers gave us the framework, the framers. That's the reason we really should call them the framers. The framers gave us the foundation of our nation. But the real impetus, the real power of what this country is, came from our Black Robe Regiment pastors. These were the pastors that spoke the sermons of fire and brimstone from the pulpit. They were the ones that held government accountable. They spoke out against tyranny. It was amazing. And these amazing pastors shaped an entire generation. They spoke out for well over 100 years. And hence, the pressure that they put on, the religious freedom that they expressed, the pressure they put on the framers, led to the fact that we created the First Amendment, which specified that there was a separation between church and state. That separation meant that the church was not aligned in any way with the state and had the freedom to speak out on anything, in particular to hold politicians and the government accountable for the actions in which they did. As we know very well, and we have witnessed way too often in this modern day, churches are quite the opposite now. They've flipped. They've turned into puppets of the state. They've been sold out by the 501c3 model. And so much of what we had expected to be led by churches instead has led towards this compliance to tyranny. One of the amazing things at Bard's Best is we've hand-selected some of the best pastors and smaller churches in the nation and have stood up to this tyranny. They've fought against this tyranny. What's even more amazing is every one of them has seen their churches grow. So what we hope is that when you go through Bard's Best and you hear these great pastors, we hope that you will find them online, that you will support them and help them grow their message, because we have to rebuild the church in this nation. We have to rebuild the ecclesia in this nation, the power of the church in the community. And when we talk about county by county, central to that theme has to be the strength of good, powerful pastors in there. That's the sense of the Black Robe. They have to start speaking out and putting it all on the line for the nation of freedom and liberty. This is going to be a heck of a fight ahead of us. And we're not going to win this fight just by sitting in pews and praying to God to come down and fix it all. This is a fight that God will work through us boldly. And we will lean into this in amazing ways. And as God works with us and as we trust more in God, we will literally see this nation transform. I believe, patriots, without a question of a doubt, that we are going to win this fight. And you have to believe it too. And in spite of all the nonsense of this Luciferian war, I mean, they're literally like the dirtbags of all time. We can't really get worse than what we currently have. But these people use the leverage of lies and deceit to make us think that they're on the winning edge. They try to use their corporate partners, their policy execution of things that are absolutely against our Constitution. Some of those right now are the vax laws, and we're going to have to fight hard against that, because they're now that they've got one vax approved, they're going to do everything they can to try to mandate that shot. We have to fight, and we have to fight not just for ourselves, for our children. We have to fight against every one of these tyranny dirtbags and to make sure that they do not try to force that shot on anybody. It means as a community, even from community members that don't necessarily hold the same positions as us or don't hold dear to our heart as God or the love of Christ, it is our obligation to step in and to speak boldly in our communities and to draw that red line to make sure the government knows that there is a remnant, there is a Black Robe remnant that's going to tell them no above all ways. They will never push that shot on people, no matter who they are. This is the fight that's ahead of us, along with this election fraud and the corruption and all these things. But it always is going to center on our local communities. And over the next year or 3 years, our fight has to be to constantly work to reestablish God as the center point of everything in trucks, and in spite of arrogance and tyranny which they're trying to put upon us, they do so because they literally believe they're entitled. Government was put there by us, not for us to be worshiping them, and God is above everybody. So our fight is the same fight that happened in 1776. It just looks a little different. We're not out here right now with muskets and loading, wadding, and lead balls to shoot at the enemy. What we're doing right now is we're calling an army, and it's assembling from all over the nation. And where is it assembling? It's assembling in Hazelwood, Missouri, at a place called the Powerplex Drive-In St. Louis, where BardsFest is now bringing together the remnant in person and the remnant across the world. This is our event to humble ourselves before God. This is our event to come together in union in the many different ways that we can. Whether it's individually that you're connected through the digital medium to watch the live stream, whether it's in communities that you're creating small mini watch parties, or whether it's in person at the event. And the thing that we've done is we've said very clearly now, all of this was God-led. No one will be without a ticket. No one. If you want to attend, you come. I just want to highlight that real quick because we have a whole bunch of people that have requested tickets. And we're getting those out. So if you haven't gotten a ticket and you've requested one, don't panic. Even if you showed up to the gate and said you need a ticket, we'll take care of you. But we have a whole stack of requests that we're getting out tonight and tomorrow morning. So it's just been overwhelming, the beauty of this event, the absolute giving of patriots to help other patriots, and the support the patriots have shown to really bring this country to its knees, to heal this nation in prayer. It's beautiful. So, tomorrow is where we assemble, we begin assembling the framework of where the army will assemble this beautiful remnant. All the pieces are going in place. We have our volunteers are coming in. Our team members are all going to be here. The parts and pieces of the actual event are being assembled. And on Thursday morning at 10 a.m., prayer and worship music will start it off. And shortly thereafter, I'll give an introduction. And from that point forward, game on. Because I'm telling you, patriots, this is war. And the war of the greatest kind. We are leading a war of the spiritual nature in the next 4 days, unlike anything the world has ever seen. You tell me another country in the world that is doing this, where patriots are coming together to humble ourselves before God and to call upon God to heal this nation and to crush you. We will do this, and it will be amazing. It is such a wonderful thing. So I want to announce a couple of things that are really important. If you're in the area listening, please listen up. Tomorrow morning at 6:30 a.m. at the Ferris wheel, we are calling all patriots to come in that want to do a prayer walk. And if you want to be part of the prayer walk, be there tomorrow morning at 6:30 a.m. Right, that's at the Ferris wheel. Also, if you are a shofar blower and you want to blow the shofar will be blown at 8:11 Central Time tomorrow on Thursday night. That's the 26th at 8:11 p.m. Central Time on the 26th. That's Thursday. If you are a shofar blower that is coming, or that is in the area that wants to attend, bring your shofar. We want as many shofar blowers there as possible. Even if you haven't registered on the website, we want you there blowing your shofar. We want you blowing your shofar all over the world. This is the time in which we are pulling together the horn of God in the many different ways to blow the shofar, to crack the heavens open, to let God know we are calling on Him to bring, come down and join us in this fight. So, again, tomorrow morning at the Ferris wheel is where the prayer walk will begin. And we will do the prayer walk tomorrow morning. And that will happen. And then that begins at 6:30. So as many people that can be there, please come. 5 to 10 pots a day hand making clay pots for this event. It's going to be truly epic. This is an epic moment in time, and we've never seen anything like this in the assembly of patriots coming in such mass for such beautiful reasons to assemble ourselves before God and to humble ourselves to heal this nation. So, and it's all going to be live streamed. That's the best part. It will be live streamed so you can enjoy it. So, if you can't join the prayer walk, please join in prayer tomorrow morning at 6:30 Central Time. So wherever your time zone is off of that, please join us in prayer to bring a protective hedge of protection around the entire event and to bring God's grace into this entire thing. Now, this event has been completely funded in the end by the amazing contributions of patriots. And we're humble. So thank you all for your amazing contributions. And please continue to let those come in. We're doing this. We're continuing to make this happen because of you. And it's just a wonderful, wonderful thing. We are going to do 4 days of powerful sermons. Every day begins the same, except Sunday. So Saturday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, the event begins at 10 a.m. each day with prayer and worship music. Each day I'll start the day with a short talk. And each day a pastor will open up for an amazing sermon. On Sunday, instead of 10 a.m., the event will begin at 7 a.m. These are all central times, okay? Central time zones. All of this will be live streamed. One of the big hubs will be Clout Hub. We'll also be live streaming on Brighteon. We're going to be live streaming on Glendale TV. We'll have some live streaming. And we may be live streaming on Vimeo. All of these links will be known tomorrow evening, and they'll be on our website. And go to the barnesandfest.com page or go to barnesfm.com. It's the same thing. You'll see BarnesFest there on barnesfm.com. All of the links will be there, and we're going to try to create a live link on the website so you can go there. So we're trying to distribute this out as much as possible and make it available for as many people as we can. It's really exciting. You should be able to have a really good experience of watching it. Cloud Hub, by the way, is teamed with us to make this happen. They've sent in something like 20 different technicians to make sure that this goes off flawlessly. So you can bet that I'm a huge proponent of Cloud Hub. They've got an amazing site for patriots and free speech. So if you don't have an account over on Cloud Hub, get over there and start opening one up. We'll let you know where it's going to be. And we are literally going to push this out to the world, and in doing so, shake the entire world with the power of God. If you're in a foreign country, which we know we're in 120 different countries, we want to see you tune in, and we want to see you be part of this. It's really, really important. And watch for some of the features on Cloud Hub. It's a big deal, okay? Because Cloud Hub has feature called meetings. We're going to try to incorporate some of that work. You're going to have to work with us because this is brand new. It just got opened or released like a week ago. And it's a combination of Zoom and Clubhouse. So it means that you can watch it. There can be over 100,000 people online for a single event. You can, like Clubhouse, you can actually ask a question audio-wise, not just written. You can also text in your questions. So we're going to implement some of that feature as we go along. So we'll let you know. And then Brighteon TV is going to be doing this as well. It's wonderful. So, and that's correct. I just saw this. Brighteon TV has shut down other shows just for this weekend to live stream this. So That's Mike Adams' platform. He's so much behind this. I want to thank Mike Adams for all he's doing on this and his team. It's just amazing. So we've got two big team partners here, Raytheon TV and Cloud Hub. And then, of course, I think you all know that in a week or two, probably be 2 weeks, I'm going to be having a new show once a week over on Raytheon TV. It'll be Thursday afternoon at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And oh yeah, you get to see my face because it's going to be a real program, not just a podcast. So you can come over, see if I did my hair right that day or something, whatever the heck it is. Or you're going to be like, oh, Bards, I'd rather not see your face. All right, then just shut it off. Just turn your head. So it just wrote audio sucks. Actually, no, it doesn't. Audio's wonderful. You have to use your brain for something other than just a visual input. So, anyway. So I'm cruising along here through the Midwest, having an amazing time, seeing beautiful country. We've got, this is just where God lives. You can feel it. And part of the reason is it's so much alive and active with the love of what America is. You know, people here, it's a different attitude out here completely. People are proud to be American. They show it. You see a lot of flags. You see, you know, you see the crosses out here openly. No one's afraid to say that they believe in God. That's nice too, I'll tell you right now. And part of the connection here is that this is the heart of the food belt. This is where we grow so much of the corn and the wheat. And this is farm country. And I've been driving for hours, and it's just nothing but wheat fields and barley fields and corn. It's just amazing to see. That's the basis of what this country was built on. We were an agrarian nation at the beginning. And that connection that we had kept us connected to God. We get into this new tech world where everybody's like hacking away on digits and nothing matters in there. I don't mean that. And you make an app and the app is outdated in weeks or months. You have to update the app. If it doesn't go well, you erase it. In the digital world, everything is transitory. Meaning you make something, but it's never going to last. Except, of course, if it's like a disparaging comment on you. And then you get Google and they'll make sure it lasts indefinitely. But the fact is that what people create on the web isn't solid. It isn't. It doesn't last. It's not intended to. It's just constant evolution of change. And when you live that way, nothing matters, really. It's just this idea that it's a self thing. I want to do something today to make money today, to get rich today, that sort of thing. When you're living by seasons, and that's what farmers do. Let me put this in perspective. Let's say that you start farming on your own. Let's just say you grew up on a farm and you've worked on a farm your whole life, and then when you're, say, 18 years old, you decide that you're going to break out on your own and have a farm, okay? You can farm for most of your life, but effectively you're going to farm for... Effectively, you're going to farm for about 50 years until you're about 68. Hopefully, you last that long. It's hard work. And then after that, you're going to kind of pass it off onto the next generation or close down. cycle of having to perfect something. But again, you only get 50 chances to do that. That's amazing to me when you think about it. You have to choose these, you have to choose, make your daily choices wisely. In the world in which we live now, it's reckless. I decide that, okay, today I want to go make an app, so I make an app. And then tomorrow I want to go play and run around and do nothing. There's no connection to the delivery of perfection or the delivery of a timeline for perfection. So the kind of the core sense of our nation, which is very important to grasp, is we were an agrarian country in the beginning, and we had the values of an agrarian country, which is the values of being limited amount of time to perfect that which you do. And in those values, you also knew that in that time, for example, your life was shorter as well. So when our nation was born, we had farmers who were maybe living to, say, 55 years old, average age, somewhere around there, maybe sometimes shorter, but we'll say for the sake of talking, 55. And that means that if they took time to go into government, they most likely wouldn't be able to consider going into government until they were later in their life. Because one, they couldn't leave the farm, or the farm was going to take over. The other thing is, if they went away for 4 years, or 6 years in the Senate, or 2 years in the House, or 4 years for a president, to come back to the farm, they lost that amount of time of doing farm things. I don't know if you've done something in your life, I have, where you do it every single day, and you do it to a level of perfection. And you get to where it becomes a routine and a rhythm, and you get better and better at it every day. But if you step away from it for a year or two, you come back to it, your memory of what you can do is still alive, but your physical ability to do it has changed. You're out of touch with what it took to create that sort of event or that sort of perfection. And it will take you another year or so to get back up to the point where you were. So there's a true legitimate loss on what you can accomplish. There was a maker of fine pottery in the southern part of France. And they made this very particular pottery that was yellow in color when they glazed it. And the way that they would make it is as when they spun the pottery, all the painting was done on the pottery as the ceramics turned. So as the bisque turned, right? So they would paint it on the wheel. So it had a very unique look and a very unique style. And then it would be fired. Well, that was a process that took literally a lifetime to learn. And at a certain point in the early 90s, the family had to declare that the style of pottery, the tradition of making it, was finally over. Not because they still weren't making it, the children had come back to make it. The problem is that they didn't grow up in it. They decided early on in their process to leave the family. And they left the family. They didn't return to the family business until their 30s and 40s. Well, they lost all that formative years of learning the perfection of the art. And by that time, their parents, who were leading the art, were very old. So they were able to learn a portion of what was passed on, the craft and the trade, but not all of it. Farming is one of those things as well like that. We don't farm our whole life. There's a lot of things that are lost. And that makes it very difficult to pass on the trade. And so especially now when we have the lures of money, it's always money. Go to the city and make money. Go to the city and do this. We're losing the perspective of what this country was built on. When we put a country built on God, we trust in God first. We follow our gifts and talents, and through that gifts and talents, God rewards the world as we do through Him, and He provides for us. But when we get into this material world where we're always wanting to build more and become more wealthy and accumulate more, we tend to walk away from these opportunities to pursue our gifts and talents, and then when we return to them, much of the richness of what could be has been lost. We play catch-up. That's not to say it's wrong, or it's not even to say that you shouldn't turn your gifts and talents. We always should, whatever that is, whatever God guides you. But the power of the material culture is to rip us away from those paths that God puts before us. Another story from the south of France in the Pyrenees Day, the Pyrenees, where the makers of the original wine Bota bags, they were wine leather sacks. And it's a particular art form how they were originally made. If you try to find a true leather Bota bag these days, it's almost impossible. Because most of them are made with a synthetic lining, but the original ones were not made with synthetic lining. It was only leather. That's it. Well, there's another story where the children left the family, and no one was one of the original manufacturers in France who had done this for generations. The children had left. There was no interest in pursuing the art. And so then they literally announced the day that the last Bota bags were made of that style. You can't find it anymore. It's not to say that some aren't making them again, but the original makers, that line, that tradition, it was all gone. That's not to say that these arts can't be reinvigorated, but again, the pursuit of money and the pursuit of material world, the detachment from the paths where we put God first, draws us away into many different avenues, and the values of these traditional trades, these traditional crafts, the wonders of what God gives us in using our resources and not wanting to accumulate as much as we want to perfect. When we come, if we can return our country back to a place where perfection in our crafts becomes important again, where the value of having God lead us and putting God before all things leads us, rather than just quick consumption, material accumulation, material wealth, all these things, that's what's corrupted us. But in order for us to reset this nation, it isn't just putting God back on the throne. It's putting the value of what that means in our heart as we build this new republic, as we rebuild the nation. That means that we have to pursue things not based on what we're trying to look at in terms of a pocketbook. When the only pursuit is money, that's not God's pursuit. When the pursuit is the love of God and the creation of incredible things through the gifts and talents that God gives us, what's provided is what we need and God will see to it. And that doesn't mean that that journey is going to be easy. I spoke about that this morning, is that many times by the time we come to that place, we've amassed a lot of debt, we have a lot of heavy burdens on us, and so we ask ourselves, well, how am I going to do this? I can't do this because I need X amount of money. There is always a path. God will always provide us a way through. But I will guarantee you that one of those values that God's going to do is not going to put your credit score on top of the pile and say, whatever you do, your credit score must be perfect. You have to put the value of where you want to be first and foremost, and then trust in God to deliver as He will in your path. It is just so important, and I feel it a lot in the Midwest, because when you, in a day and age where we are so consumed by the speed of communication, the digital gadgets, all of this, out here, it's a different feel. You get a different sense of timing. It's not that farmers aren't technical savvy. In fact, the modern farmer is very technical savvy. But it's, again, it's a process where everything is built around this generational, seasonal issue. And it really takes tech, instead of tech being the leading element, tech becomes an enhancer to what we do, not the controller of what we do. So it's so important in that respect. These are critical value shifts that we have to reflect upon as a nation if we are going to be successful in rebuilding this republic. And it's not going to be easy. Our nation is in a real crisis. And the crisis is really reflective of each of us. And to get this nation back, it's going to take a remnant that's fully committed to the path of God, fully committed with the love of Christ in our hearts. And as we do that path together, we will have impassioned debates. We will have differences. But the one thing that we will always be able to find commonality with is our love for Jesus Christ. says that we the people are building a government, choosing a government to represent what we want. We the people are the ones that lead this nation. And we are, it is God that rests above all things. And with that, everything transforms. Our relationship to technology, our relationship to money, our relationship to ownership, our relationship to savings and tithing and giving. It's a truly fantastic switch. And it's also, it changes our perspective, even on how we can visualize our defense and what we will fight for. When we put the fire and the fury in our heart again, of the love for Christ and the love of a nation built with God on the throne, it isn't just a select few that decide to defend the nation. We will always have watchers. But it's also that principle that as that nation gets back on its feet and we grow that nation again, every single person in this nation understands that at a certain point, you have to keep one hand on the hilt, one hand on the gift and talent that you're doing for God. And you have to be prepared to act on that. Right now, we've gotten a lot of lip service to it because we've drifted so far in confusing these balances. We worship guns more than we worship God. That to me is always a problem. We were given the Second Amendment as a last line of defense for tyranny. We're witnessing that tyranny now. It's a line to ensure the government will never again encroach upon our homes, will never again steal our freedoms that God gave us. But it didn't say that we needed to worship the gun or the sword more than we worship God. Consider what happens in the garden when they come to get Christ, and the sword is drawn and the ear is cut off of the garden. That action is an action that stayed the army, and it was then that Christ said, enough. But again, it made a point, and it was an important point to understand that within the balance of all things, this is a world where we have to be warriors at heart. We have to be ready to draw the line, the ultimate line, and right now, if we aren't ready to do that, this tyrannical government will continue to push. We have been blessed with an incredible land. We have been blessed with a world where we have been had the freedom to worship, the freedom to pursue our love of God and our love of Christ. But this government now, what we're witnessing is its ability to persuade people with the most deceitful things and for the weakness of faith in many people's lives. Where we are now is we're seeing that that is now changing, where the vector of hatred, the attempt to suppress Christianity and our love of God is happening. And it's up to us to make the wall, to stand against it and say, no, we cannot. You will not pass that line. And as long as we do that and hold strong to that line, we will win. And part of that winning, and I truly believe we will, is to begin with what's going to happen here beginning on Thursday. This is the calling of the remnant. This is, and the remnant begins this fight on its knees before God to call on God to heal this nation. And it's truly my prayer, patriots, this type of warfare that we wage is very much as Gideon waged the war. That's the purpose of the shofars and the pots of light. Because Gideon didn't fight the other armies with a sword. Gideon fought the army with their trust in the Lord, their strength to stand up and blow the horns and break those pots of light. And in so doing, the enemy destroyed itself by itself. That's when God came in and did his greatest work. That is how I pray that we can fight this fight. However, the thing to remember is Gideon's 300 were not afraid of the fight. They were ready to sacrifice everything for that fight. And as the fight began, God led it to its proper conclusion. We have to be in our minds and in our hearts willing to give all for the Lord, and in the process give all for this blessed land in which we have. And when we are accepting truly of the fact that we are not of this world, but instead doing missions in this world, it gets to be a very easy choice. We're not persuaded by the fears of death. We're not persuaded by the fear intimidated by their lawyers and their threat of lawsuits. None of this. Instead, we stand boldly with God, willing to sacrifice everything and anything we have. And I mean that, not just your life, but even what's interesting is it's easier for people to say, I'll give my life, and often they'll say, I'll give up all my wealth in my life, or all my wealth in my house. My point of that is, as Christ reminded us with the parable of the young rich man, he told him to sell everything and to give it to those that were in need and to join him. And what happened? The young man said he couldn't. Ultimately, the statement there is very clear. You have to be willing to give up everything for the Lord, no matter what the calling is, because you have to have the knowledge and the true faith and belief that in doing so, you haven't lost anything, that you've gained everything, for God is going to take care of you, and he will always ensure that you're okay. But you have to trust him, and that's the most powerful piece of evidence. And that is what we are hoping at the end of these 4 days, that everyone that attends, everyone that participates truly embodies it and lives within their heart, because with that, the actions that we can talk about then become the actions at our local level that will literally change this world. Patriots, if we commit ourselves to a path ahead, a path of true change, home churches, Patriot Gardens, homeschooling, right work, those four pillars alone, health and welfare, taking responsibility about our own health, not in the hospital, informed action and stewardship, if we will take up really embrace what those seven pillars are. If we will do that and then work to empower ourselves within the community with God in our heart and God as the lead, if we all did that and took an effective action within a year or two, this entire landscape of this nation would not even look the same. That's how powerful this is. If we commit to that path, we are truly on the cusp of one of the greatest in the history of this nation. In the next 4 days, starting on the 26th to the 29th, it is the calling of all remnant, the calling of all patriot-loving Christians to come together, to humble ourselves, to accept Christ in our heart, and to reestablish the strength, the true strength of what this nation is really about. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you bring. We thank you for your guidance, your protection. We thank you for your blessings that you've given us. Lord, we ask that you'll continue to guide us in these coming days as we assemble what we believe to be and pray to be will be one of the greatest revivals in human history. A revival that brings together patriots globally, all focused on one point in one moment. We ask for your protection around this event to keep those that would want to disrupt it away. To those that decide to disrupt it, to come and feel a change of heart, should take them and put them on their knees and humble them before you. We pray for our enemies as we pray for those that we love. Lord, we pray for those that have made the bad decision to take the injection for this time right now. More than ever, we pray for the true healing of this land, the healing that will bring strength and unity back to this country, not because people suddenly become well, but because, Lord, you will step into their heart, you will open their heart, you will show them the glory, and in so doing, they will come to understand the power of Jesus Christ and through Christ to you, Father. So, Lord, we ask your blessings as we move forward. We pray that we have stewarded this well to honor you in all that we do, to humble ourselves, Lord, in each step, that you will guide us in words and thought and love, and in the process of the next four days coming of Bard's Fest, that we can show the world that this is not about a war of swords of steel, but about a war of swords of the Spirit. Let us raise those swords. Let us declare victory, and let us destroy this enemy in the spiritual plane in a way that the enemy never saw coming and will never recover. We say these things in Christ's holy name. Amen. What an amazing time we are in. So, patriots, I wish you a very blessed night. I hope that you are weren't active in Warren's Best this week. And I hope that you're, if you're not there, that you're participative online. We're doing everything we can to ensure that this will be a fantastic and hopefully flawless event for everyone. We have some of the best technical experts coming to ensure the live streaming works well. We're working through one of the great new Patriot platforms, which is CloudHub, and we're working with another great Patriot platform, Raytheon TV. All of these people have invested hundreds, if not thousands, of hours trying to produce what is truly one of some of the great platforms in our time. So, hang on just a second, Patriots. I'm in the process of trying to navigate a turn. Apologize. That's what you do when you live stream, when you're driving down a freeway and your GPS says, oh, you got a turn. You're like, what? Man, I'm not done with my show yet. Stop. Anyway, so we are really coming into a great moment here in our history with great people coming together for all the right reasons. And if you really pay attention to all these amazing people that are coming together, we're all coming together for one common reason: to humble ourselves before God and to do so in a way that ensures and pleads to God that to heal this land, to heal our souls, to put God back on the throne of this great nation, and to lead us in a way forward that will ensure a victory unlike any other, that when we come through this, it will be the hearts, it will be the glory of God in each person's heart that will transform each person to once again find that love of Christ in them, and through that, return God to the throne of this great nation. So, keep your prayers up. Keep active in this. Never lose hope, because there's no hope to lose here. We are literally winning this war. This is our first great offensive in this war against evil. And we are fighting in the most brilliant way, and in the way that I truly feel that God would want us to fight, which is to begin on our knees, to begin before Him, and in so doing, to show the world that we don't fear evil. We don't have to stand up and throw rocks and stones at evil. We need to begin this fight through our humility, through our true strength and acceptance of God, and to turn to God and say, guide us. And in so doing, say, send me, Lord, send me. And in that, let God direct us in each step of this fight to honor Him and to honor this beautiful, blessed nation which He gave us, to restore this land as He intended, and to gift us once again with a chance to reclaim this republic in His glory and in His name. So keep your head up and your eyes forward. Never bow to evil. Never relent. You always have to press into this fight. This is a fight that's going to begin with prayer, and in the end, it will end with prayer. God will guide us. He's with us. He'll never forsake us. And truly, patriots, in the end, God will win. So have a very blessed evening. Hang on just a sec. Here we go again. Boy, I tell you, this is beautiful. Right, better than I finished. GPS is like, you got to turn. You got to turn. I'm like, wait a minute. So have a blessed evening. I'll see you this evening later for Fishers of Men. Another another travel vlog for you to enjoy. No music, though. And I'm not singing to you. So as much as you may want it, it's not happening. Brian Kahanek sings. I don't sing. At least not yet. And Brian Kahanek will be playing Friday night, which will be awesome itself. So until then, or until the next time, patrons, God bless.